We're calling the meeting to order. Adoption of the amendment and agenda. We'll need a motion.
So move.
And a second? I got a second. Any more discussion? Not those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Elect Finance Committee. Now, I know we have a very vibrant and young.
Yes.
Half.
Young, you know how to.
Buck up.
That we reelect.
Asking for motions for a chair for the Finance Committee.
I'll move that we reelect Lisa.
All right.
Second.
All right, do we have any more nominations?
I move to close nominations and cast unanimous ballot.
Very good. All right, all in favor of Lisa being our new chairperson for the 2019 Finance Committee?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Lisa, it's all yours.
Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number four, an approval of the January 15th minutes. That was last month. I would be open to a motion.
The minutes of January 15th.
I'll second.
There's been a first and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Moving on to agenda item number five, the proposed 2020 budget process guidelines. We did discuss this a little bit last month. I can play over them a little bit.
So this was originally based on the process that Benton County uses for base budgeting. And what it means is we will do a base budget first, and that would be presented to the Finance Committee in March. The main change this year is in point three on that page five in your packet.
Mm-hmm.
Both collective bargaining agreements expire at the end of 2019. So it's not just a wage and benefit reopener, it's a full contract renewal. That being said, our base budget will be put together with zero increases for comparison purposes because we don't have an agreed upon amount for 2020 for wages and benefits at this point. So just know that when you get the base budget, there will be no increases built in because there isn't an existing agreement to base them off of.
We can't assume that we're going to have.
We could. We've never done the base budget that way.
Well, I would think that would be better than assuming zero. We can't assume zero on county levels.
Well, Madam Chair, at what point do we assume an increase in our budget process?
Prior years, we used zero, partly because when Benton County sets their budgets, their contracts are generally in place, so they know what that's going to be. So we used zero since we've been doing this. And then what we've done is, after we go through the department budget requests and conversations in closed session, then we build in a factor for the 2020 budget, but we haven't historically brought that to the base budget process.
Okay. And Mr. Chair, I think the reason we did that was so we don't set, if you throw out a number, it's never that number, it's always higher than that number. So we didn't give a number. We did that on, strategically.
Is that so?
We all know that it's going to be something, and we all probably know what it's going to be, but.
Madam Chair, would that be so we don't, that it doesn't give the unions an inkle of what we might be offering?
Right.
Partly.
Okay.
It's between zero and something. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
It's really difficult for us as management to set a target without guidance from the board because it's such a large part of the budget.
Oh, sure.
I think it's like 83% of our budget is personnel at this point. So
if I may, but that's pretty much countywide,
right,
too.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
What would be the pros and cons versus going with Ed and saying, let's set at 1% or 20% obviously being ridiculous, but what would be the pros and cons of doing something like that? Setting a budget dollar amount.
Pro would be you'd get a more realistic figure in that base budget process because you'd be closer to what we actually land on.
Yep.
Con is you don't actually see what it costs the same to do the same amount of business X year. But I don't know that the base budget without an inflationary amount actually includes that anyway. It just gives you a more base level figure.
But if we go back, let's say 2018, 2017, to see, okay, what was our proposed base budget? Could we just kind of move that forward and keep it the same?
We could just use last year's numbers as a set amount.
Any of the commissioners kind of know, anybody that's going to do union negotiations this year kind of knows what the route's going to be. I mean, we, you know, we can pretty much see the writing on the wall.
Well, we, Madam Chair, we've usually, as commissioners, set a limit, you know, on, you know, it's either going to be 2% or 2.5% or whatever, and don't go beyond that, and that's the negotiating team's tools to work with, you know. I don't know if setting it this early if that's necessary, but with some place along the line, we got to say as a board or finance committee, this is what we can afford, and Aaron's sitting here, we got to know what we can afford, what we can't afford. So,
and in prior years, we've done the base budget in March, and then the department budget requests come either March or April, and then that preliminary budget is set in May. So usually we do a closed session in March or April to have that discussion with the full board about where we would want to build that estimated number in. We can do it differently this year.
Maybe we should just table this and for discussion down the road, and then maybe for next year we can change it if we're not having it.
Table this discussion.
Well, we're talking about the base budget of why it's set at zero.
And it's only on contract year anyway.
Right. I mean, well, actually, we've always had a wage reopener at the end of the year. And so the contracts have never been set when we've set a budget, which is different than most of the counties, I think. Makes it a little harder to set a budget.
But it's set before you finalize the budget.
Right. Yeah.
So that's
contracts are usually, the budget's usually passed in July. Okay. Contracts are usually passed November, December.
Oh. Okay.
That's the chicken, egg, cart, horse thing.
Yeah. That's why it's a little different than the way it works in the counties, just because of the way the timeline's set up.
And isn't your state funding also a little
August.
Wonky in
yep.
there?
Yeah, we don't usually get that till August, September.
Yeah, so there's a few trump cards
right.
with this. So what is the wish of the board for this?
I guess the big question for us as management is what would the board like to see in March? Because we'd like to continue this process. It seems to be fairly streamlined, but we want a common understanding of what you'll be seeing in that March base budget.
Madam Chair, if you remember, I think this is the third time now I will have gone through this. And last year, we were like debating it for half an hour, and I said, why are we doing this? We all know where it's going to go. So it's like it's a surprise, but it's really not. And I think the departments know that. Aaron knows that. And I think they allow for it. We can identify it now. My only fear is that there's been a little bit of a pull or a push to make it even higher then. I mean, if we say it's going to be what the average has been over the last 5 years, and then these reopeners and everything, I mean, nothing I've ever done on the city level, I never saw that like this. But if we're going to set the number, then we just have to be firmly then behind that number. It would be my only concern. Not that we then see a number and then end up 1 or 2% above that, because now we set this number, now we end up here. That would be my only concern. I think everybody knows what's reasonable, what's doable, and you commissioners obviously know that better than anybody. Well, Madam Chair, as on the board level, we also try to use any language changes as leverage when we're talking money versus language in the contracts, and I don't know if there is any language in the contracts that need to be addressed, but you know, we always use those tools too to negotiate back and forth. I don't know this year if you see any language changes that we need to address.
We haven't looked that far.
What's common sense got to do with it?
Pardon me?
What's common sense got to do with
right.
it?
I forgot I was in a government meeting. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we did.
So we are looking. This is an action item. So,
Madam Chair, I like the process guidelines, and we can always come back in March with the next thing, because we'll have a couple more ideas in this, and it gives people time to think of where they're coming at on this.
Okay.
Because the zero is because it's a budget negotiation, a whole contract, everything. Makes it a little bit more difficult, I mean, as far as you don't want to show your hand too quickly, but you always want to gauge the rest of the group what's going on. I believe that March meeting will have a little better handle on it with the department-based budget estimates and different things already being in. It'll help a little bit, give us a little bit more detail. With that, I'll make a motion to approve the process guidelines.
Okay. There's a motion, is there a second?
I can second that. We gotta get off the dime here, no pun intended.
We'll give that one to Lee, okay, Ed?
That's fine.
Any other discussion? Aaron, any comments?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
How about you, Mr. Common Sense?
Well, Lee and I could get into an argument over that.
So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion has carried. Our next meeting will be March 19th. And is there any other business?
I will not be here on March 19th, so.
I will also not be here on March 19th.
Oh.
Felix will be here. We have named an alternate, so Felix will be here.
I don't, under the current joint powers agreement, I don't know that Felix can be a voting member.
Okay.
But, it's only the single counties, the single represented counties that have a voting alternate.
You want me to send Jake in your place?
Sure.
Okay.
I think it was the intent because Sherburne has two citizen members.
Okay.
Stearns has four and Wright has three. So the way the structure of the board is single represented counties have to have a voting member.
So will you have a quorum for your finance meeting if
five?
Two are missing, still five.
What time is it? Only 5:30?
Oh, is nobody else? Has someone come up?
What time?
I was gonna say, would we be open to changing if we can't, if we're gonna not have a quorum?
There will be a quorum.
There will be.
Yeah, it seems.
I think Randy should.
Patty will stay on her butts until we.
In Florida, maybe we can Skype.
We used to really cancel.
Don't make me pick Lee up. Don't have to.
Okay, so we'll make it work, but just know that Randy and I will be gone, so who.
Trying to figure out who my alternate is.
I know. Who will.
Well, yeah, Randy's alternate would be. A voting?
Right, yeah.
Is it Mike?
Is it Mike O'Meara?
Yeah, I don't.
I'll double check, but I'll get him here if I can.
Okay. Yeah, because he could vote.
Yeah, Mike could.
Yeah.
Okay, so any other business?
And that would be 5:30, correct?
5:30.
5:30?
Staff, 5:30? Is there another meeting?
Do we have personnel?
Is there personnel that?
No, because Julie will be gone.
So 5:30.
Well, we could have personnel without Julie.
Oh, no, Julie will be here.
Yeah, we will have personnel because we'll have to vote for a chair. And we'll have some policy stuff.
Well, it's 5?
What do we usually do?
Well, it's 5 and 5:30 then.
Right. We could put personnel first.
6 o'clock.
Personnel at 5?
We could do personnel at 5. Then maybe we could get a quorum. 5:30 is 5:30
better for finance.
5:30 is better for finance.
Going once, okay. Going twice.
On the 19th.
And personnel, we got 10 minutes here anyway. So we can't start early the other meetings. We might as well try to prolong. So at 5, we're voting for a chair and for personnel at 5 o'clock too, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh.
Are you lobbying for it or what?
No, I'm just want to put
just
this
thinking,
for Mike's,
how does that work?
For Mike's records.
Right.
Say, so.
Right. If Mike's coming as an alternate, he'll be coming to the personnel committee as well.
And so and Lisa will have somebody here as an alternate too.
Well, Mike can vote.
Yeah, but Lisa's can't
I'm not
vote.
Sure that I will if Felix
can't vote.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. I'm just, but Mike should be able to vote for that personnel, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Felix still may come. Yes. Okay. Being our business is complete for the Board of Trustees Finance, I call this meeting adjourned.